24th of February, the prayer part 9. We continue with the prayer of the heart. To pray this prayer, we need a certain kind of preparation. So we hear some words again from the Metropolitan Dr. Serafin Yuanta. The preparation for the Jesus prayer is like all other prayers. We should have peace with the next one. We should not have so much sorrows and be liberated from the sorrows. We should have a good condition, a nice silent place. Nobody can pray a pure prayer, a prayer which is not influenced by strange ideas or strange impressions, if he is not in peace with the neighbor. Forgiveness is necessary. And if we do not this, we will have negative influence inside of us, which might shadow our heart. Also, of course, a lot of sorrows. Therefore, the hymn in the Cherubim, in the Byzantine liturgy, it's calling to let all behind us all worldly sorrows. Also, the place of the prayer is important. The best of all would be the desert. That means a hidden place. All monks and eremites were going there to pray. Even the Lord himself. In the evening he went on a mountain to pray. Because we are living in the world, we have to follow the advice of Jesus. If you pray, go into your little room and close the door and pray to your Father, who will see what you do secretly. It's Matthew 6:6. This little room, or we could say the cell, is our heart. And we should go into our heart that we can give good attentiveness to the prayer. Now my words. Of course we can use the prayer also to fight against negative feelings, strong thoughts which want to irritate us, and of course to refuse the attacks of the devil. But for the normal prayer, we need really to be in peace. Because a prayer should be an instrument which helps us to go the way of holiness. The teachers of the Jesus prayer, they say that our mind is often occupied with a lot of things. It should come into our heart, which is the center of the person. If we repeat the name of Christ and we will be concentrated to our heart, then the Holy Spirit can come deeper into us to bring his light. Because as we know, from the heart are coming bad thoughts, this prayer helps us for inner purification. And also we take care of all what happens in our heart, in the Spirit of the Lord. And in this way we learn more about our heart and we can directly see when something is not in order and bring it to the Lord. So we understand that the prayer is connected with the channel looking for holiness, including the praxis to receive the sacraments, to be in the real teaching of the Church, and other elements of a good prayer life. The classical form, Lord Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me, is a very good help to start with this prayer. But also, we can use other forms. Some speak only the name of Jesus. Others take a short word out of the Holy Scripture, or they say, "Come Holy Spirit." Important is that if we want to pray this prayer regularly, we should take a form and not to change it very often. Because the heart should be used that you call the name of Jesus or another person of the Holy Trinity. For the methodic of the prayer, it is good to look for a good place that we have not a lot of tensions in our body, but it should be also not in the way that we fall easily in sleep. Also, we should always respect the dimension of respect. The very early hours after a good sleep are very good for the prayer. Because of this, the monks of the Orient, they prefer to pray in the night. So if we respect all these preparations on a spiritual level and also on a physical level, then we should start with the prayer regularly. For those people who are in the beginning, we can advise that they should start, especially in the morning. Some people are connecting the prayer also with the breath. It's possible, so you can say, Jesus, Son of God, with a pause, and then have mercy on me. Also, it's helpful, and we can see it in the practice of the monks, that they have something like a rosary. We call it shotki, with 100 pearls or knots, or with 50, and during your prayer, you let go this rosary through your hands. Of course, you can also use a normal rosary. Also, we can, especially in the beginning, and also to fight against the distractions, to say this prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, a little bit louder. But soon we should try to pray it just in our heart. If we are a little bit used to the prayer, then we will notice that it's very simple and we can pray it at all places. We can say if we pray regularly, something like a cell inside of a monk is going to be created. And we can always go inside the cell, which is in our heart, of course. In any case, if we go by car, if we visit a doctor, all these different circumstances of our life. The prayer should help us to come into the inner silence. And also to do it when from your outside, this silence is not given.
The Introitus of today says, Come everyone who thirsts, come to the water, and he who has no money, come, buy, and eat.
Attendite populi meus legem meam, inclinate aurem vestram in verba oris mei.